You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The Justice Department discovers six more classified documents during a search of President Biden's home in Delaware. CBS's Stephen Portnoy with more.
The president's personal lawyer says the Friday search of the Biden home wasn't announced in advance at the request of investigators. The first family was in Washington and then Rehoboth at the time of the search, and it wasn't announced by the president's lawyers until Saturday night. The attorney says the search yielded papers with classified markings dating not just to Mr. Biden's time as vice president, but also to his years as a senator. We're told investigators also removed handwritten notes. Such papers could be of concern if they contain information about programs or activities that remain classified.
New York Republican Congressman George Santos was asked about his sketchy background when flying home to New York City this weekend. He said his mother escaped the South Tower on 9/11, but a researcher obtained immigration records that showed she was in Brazil at the time. As for photos and videos emerging this week of him dressed in drag in Brazil.
I was not a drag king in Brazil, guys. I was young and I had fun at a festival. Sue me for having a life.
He also lied about graduating from college, about being a college volleyball athlete, lied about the places he worked, and about his heritage. More NFL divisional playoff games on this Sunday.
Buffalo hosts Cincinnati in the AFC. The teams last saw each other in the canceled DeMar Hamlin game. CBS's Phil Sims says the Bengals quarterback will face pressure.
Joe Burrow missing three offensive linemen, his starting unit. That's a big concern for me. Buffalo, their pass rush, no Von Miller, but this maybe gives them a chance.
Inside the NFL, analyst Julian Edelman expects San Francisco to top Dallas in the NFC game.
You know, best run defense in the league. That's going to make the Dallas Cowboys one-dimensional. The 49ers defense has a historic defense right now.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles won their playoff games yesterday. More than 100,000 people gathered in Israel to protest Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new far-right government. It is one of the biggest shows of protest against an Israeli government in years. CBS's Haley Ott is in Jerusalem.
Benjamin Netanyahu has returned to power for his sixth term as Israel's prime minister, forming a new government alongside extremist political parties. Critics fear the hardline coalition will introduce more severe anti-Palestinian legislation and threaten Israeli democracy. They've proposed reforms that could undermine its independent judiciary.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel's new government will be judged on its policies, not its personalities. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
Who wants more red tape? The National Archives think people do and are willing to pay for it.
Red woven cotton was used to bind government documents from the 1780s to the 1980s. It's where the phrase red tape came from, as shorthand for bureaucratic delays. The National Archives gift shop in Washington has been selling the red cotton binding for 25 years now. The Washington Post says you can buy clippings of the red tape encased in paperweights and as part of earrings, cufflinks, and pendants. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
More upsets at tennis's Australian Open. Women's world number one Iga Swiatek is out after losing in the fourth round to reigning Wimbledon champ Elena Rybakina. American Coco Gauff, who was seeded seventh, is also out. On the men's side, number six Felix Auche-Aliassime seems Aliassime fell in four sets, which means all 10 players featured in Netflix's docuseries Breakpoint are out. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh. Let's just say that.
Well, was it like in a glass or was it like...
Grape wrung out of my tidy white, actually, that I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Raining with no sleep all night. Look up to gray wash sky. It's morning. I can't believe that I'm alive. So many taken by. Hands and broken lines, voices locked in frigid brine, now silent. Some of these were friends of mine, will never sail beneath the deep blue sky again.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. After August, epilogue, after the witch there. For those of you tuning in to hear Max Inc. Heavy, stand by. Don't freak out. It's okay. Just grab a refreshment, maybe load something, and you'll be okay. The Devil's Lair is in overtime right here. Yeah. We didn't want to cut any songs.
I know, they're so good.
CD. Yeah, guys, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate
thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It has been just a joy.
It's great to meet you.
And right now we are talking to a couple of the members of After August. We've got Bob Manor, Greg Thornburg, and Sheila Shigley.
She's on the couch.
She is sitting on the couch. I love it.
We need a couch microphone rocker.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, that's a goal.
Yeah.
That is a goal.
We'll be getting one for sure.
Now. Okay.
We do have one more song to play, but let's remind everybody why you're here. You have a big show tomorrow.
Yep, Red Rooster, starting at 3. Red Rooster is great.
It is.
Great food and great owners for having us.
Shout out to Jesse.
Chris Sheehan, singer-songwriter from the Madison area, is going to be opening up at 3 o'clock. We'll be playing at around 4. We're about an hour and a half or two.
Excellent.
I'm sorry, who's opening for you?
Chris Sheehan.
Okay.
Just a great songwriter and not well enough known, so I wanted to have him. Have him out. Old friend of ours.
You might have to have him send some of his music
Please.
To us.
I was just going to say that.
I will.
Ha ha. Yeah. Okay. Discovering new music all over the place.
Absolutely.
So great. Any other shows that you know of aside of tomorrow at Red Rooster in Madison?
No, we tried them all. None of them will have us. So just Red Rooster. That's it. So that's it for the year.
Okay. In other words, is there somewhere we can follow you guys to find out where and when
you
play again?
Yeah, just keep up with us on Facebook.
Excellent.
We've got an After August page, and we're working on some more stuff, some more gigs coming up.
So. That's what we like to hear.
Yep.
Okay. This final song we're going to play, and I have to say it, I love it. This is my favorite, and it is called Fields of Fire. You know, it's got a vibe. It's got something that really grabbed me. And I was talking to my husband about it. There's a little vibey Tom Petty, maybe R.E.M. in it, but there's also a really big message. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, before Bob gets into that, I'm going to bring it full circle. This is actually the song he sent me at the beginning of all
this.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah, so this was just a guitar part and his singing. Yeah, it is totally full circle. So I just wanted to mention that before he gives you the background on that.
I love it.
Yeah, so Fields of Fire, the idea is not fields on fire. The Fields of Fire is, it's a military term. So you have a field of fire. It's an open, you know, like a range. And so I originally was reading a book on the Revolutionary War, and I had this idea in my head about fields of fire and the British coming up these hills and stuff. But then the George Floyd thing happened.
Yeah, in Minneapolis.
And I decided to change those lyrics and try to write the song from the perspective of people who have been oppressed, because I thought that was more important than what I had originally been thinking.
Yeah.
And so really the song is written from the perspective of, minority and the beatings and the oppression that they've taken for the last 400 years on this continent.
Right.
And I'm a white guy. I'm an old white guy. And here I am writing a song from this perspective. And at first I thought it was weird. But then I thought, no, it's just about understanding. It's about sympathy and empathy. Mm-hmm. I've been privileged my whole life. And I didn't think I had the right to write that song. But then after I thought about it some more, I thought, no, this is like respect, man. This is like, I'm going to write this out of respect.
And I think that's why I like it so much. Jimmy K, let's play Fields of Fire.
It's on Max
Inc. Radio. It's going to hit you. Yep.
No.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. After August, Fields of Fire, the final track on their brand new album. Man, thank you so much, you all, for coming in tonight. Greg, Bob, Sheila, thank you so much. The music is awesome. That last song, you're right. I'm glad you won the argument inside your head and actually recorded that song. It was
yes, cool.
Thanks,
you guys.
Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Real quick, the only show that's on your calendar right now, right. Give it one final plug for us.
Yeah, Red Rooster tomorrow. Show starts at 3 p.m. It's off of Flom Road on, what's the name of
Seaford.
That? Seaford. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And great guys, great owners, great place.
Yeah,
have a beer, relax, hear a great band. The sound system's amazing.
Built for music, yeah.
That's awesome. And, of course, that venue is here in Madison. And be sure to go check After August out. This is going to be a great show. Congratulations.
Thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys.
We look forward to the reunion of the Getaway Drivers.
Sometime, that'll happen.
Sometime in the future.
That'll happen.
Pressure's on now.
Oh, no.
All right.
Yummy.
Welcome to the Civic Media Radio Network. For those of you tuning in to hear Maxie and Kevy with Rocker, that's coming up next. Brand new music from Carbellion, Saint Tragedy, 94 Distortion. And we're going to kick it all off with a double dip of the Brash Menagerie next on Max Inc. Radio.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. President Biden's attorney says FBI investigators located six more documents with classified markings at his Wilmington, Delaware home, bringing the total found to between 25 and 30. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
Just as the White House feared, the drip, drip, drip is continuing, and it's beginning to fill a big basin.
After arriving in New York, reporters grilled Congressman George Santos about the claims he's made about his life that have been discredited.
Look, guys. I wish you guys well. I'm going to go in an elevator, and I'm going to go to my car, and I'm going to go home.
More than 100,000 demonstrators in Israel protested Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new far-right government. CBS's Haley Ott in Jerusalem.
Included in Netanyahu's cabinet, Itamar Ben-Gvir, Israel's new national security minister. He's a radical, ultra-nationalist, once convicted of supporting a terrorist organization. Now he's in charge of the police.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
How many times will you try to steal an election?
undermine the moral standards of a nation. Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit. Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
Violence while his sugar's cronies hurl beanbags on.
sirens in the distance.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Roll.
Bar Fight, that is Carbellion from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice. That's out on Eclipse Records. And we'll be talking to Carbellion in just a couple weeks. They are playing, they've just announced they're playing a huge show. Carbellion is playing the first day of Rockfest up in Cadott, Wisconsin, coming up July 13th. They'll be playing with Ice Cube, In This Moment, and Ghost Inside, and Saint Tragedy. Before that, we heard some Brash Menagerie. That was some brand new stuff, too. What's That Siren and Clown Suit. That is a brand new song that they just put out. Brash Menagerie is playing a show Friday, February 10th. Where is this at? The Barley Pop Live here in Madison. The Brash Menagerie, Rosa Parkinson's, and Looks Can Kill. That's coming up February 10th. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We have plenty of hard rock and heavy metal coming up from all over Wisconsin. Lots of new stuff. Saint Tragedy. I just told you they're playing, another band playing at Cadott Rockfest coming up July 13th. Let's hear a little bit of Saint Tragedy. This is Bottle Up the Truth. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I couldn't tell you how I feel. Clear out your mind. What are we waiting on? We're running out of time. I couldn't tell you how I feel. All of this pain just seems so real. As we cut ties, it'll be fine. In the end, we all can shine. But let's not just bottle up the truth. Mistakes. I wrap my arms around you so my heart won't break. Don't shy away from yourself, no need to be afraid. What it all comes down to, what it's really meant to be. I couldn't tell you how I feel. All of this pain just seems so real. As we cut ties, it'll be fine. In the end, we all can shine. But let's not just bottle up the truth. Could tell you how I feel. All of this pain just seems so real. As we cut ties, it'll be fine. In the end, we all can shine. But let's not just bottle up the truth. In the
I only had 10 bucks on me. We were mixing with a bottle of squirt. Everyone dripped till their insides hurt. Now I tried everything, at least a sample. It was never more than I could handle. Those days were the best. It was Midwest exercise. I said yes to Midwest kisses. I said yes to Midwest kisses. Well, they used to be about all the music until everything got
All right. That is one from, excuse me, that is one from Anthrax. That's a cover of Black Sabbath, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
Take my balls, take my ass! What is
it? Oh, boy. It's still going on. Well, we ended it. They are coming to the Sylvie. Let's see, coming up, Anthrax, Black Label Society, Exodus, all at the Sylvie, coming up Friday, January 27th. This is Anthrax's 40th anniversary tour, so that's going to be pretty cool. Let's see, before that, Four Aspirin Morning, Midwest Excess, and 94 Distortion, Fall on Me. We have plenty of stuff coming up. Right now, let's get into a little bit of Madison's Queen of Dreams. This is In the Nightmare's Wake. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. We'll be right back.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.